Birthdays in October. Okay, we're going to sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Okay, now how many had anniversaries in October?
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you and me more.
Turn with me to page number 21. Page 21.
The blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I know I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am.
Number 12.
I was once a sinner, but I came pardon to receive from my Lord. This was freely given, and I found that He always kept His word. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh yes, it's mine. And the white robed angels sing the story. A sinner has come home. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Yes, it's mine. With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam. I was only kneeling at the
bass?
No. I was thinking he was singing bass there a minute ago. Good to see Jimmy up here in the choir. Good morning. It's a little foggy this morning when we left the house, a little cool, but it's that time of year. I don't know who did this up here, but it's very beautiful. Thank you very much. Anybody willing to accept blame?
Donna and Mary Lou.
Mary Lou? Don and Mary Lou. Y'all did a wonderful job. It's very pretty.
Amen.
Well, I'm blessed this morning to have my whole family here. And I didn't know that I was going to have that privilege this morning, but it is good to see that whole bench full. And if you just look there, all of the pretty girls look like their pawpaw. And all the boys are handsome like him, too. It wasn't that funny.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Thank y'all for coming. To our other visitors, welcome. We're glad to have you here. And I can't think of a place I'd rather be this morning than here in God's house. So, let's see. Got a few announcements. It's fixing to get busy. That's all right, though. Keeps us young, right? Okay. All right. This morning, we will have our youth fund offering. So, the second time that the plate is passed will be for the youth fund. The youth fund does a lot here. Feeds the kids on Wednesday night. Keeps the van up. As Russell said earlier, we even were allowed through it to give a little scholarship to a Fountain Lake kid for college. Hopefully we can do something like that again this year. So keep that in mind as the plate's passed a second time. The voice was better this morning. Now it's got worse again. I don't know. Must be something in the coffee. Names for Thanksgiving baskets are due today. We need them. So every year we do Thanksgiving baskets for people that are in need. So if you know someone in the community, doesn't have to be a member of the church, someone that's in need, please get those names to Georgia today, and then we'll get a list going of what we need to bring. That'll probably be up in the next week or two, or maybe next week. But so get that to her today, please. And then Sunday, November the 2nd, or Saturday, next Saturday, starting at 3 o'clock, Fall Festival at Ed and Levita Kaiser's. Directions are in the bulletin. But if you go down here to Highway 7, turn north, go over the hill, just down, turn left. Randallwood Drive. Huh? Randallwood Drive and go all the way to the end, and then you'll be there. See me later, and I'll draw you a picture. Ask Ed. He can tell you how to get there. She'll put some balloons on the sign. It's not hard to find. Then November the 2nd, don't forget that we're entering daylight savings time. So if you leave your clock like it is, you will be early everywhere you go. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. Don't forget to set your clocks. Then next Sunday morning will be our building fund offering. And then next Sunday night will be our business meeting. And I always want everybody to come to the business meeting because you can tell everything that we're doing here. We don't hide anything. Everything's out in the open. You can see what God's blessed us with and learn some things that we got coming up and be a part of the Lord's business. Then nursery attendance this morning, Michelle and Holly. Next Sunday, Georgia and Mandy. Anything else?
Page number 264.
My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Nor pain nor death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Way to go, Jimmy. I like that, buddy. Can you think of a better place to be this morning than right here at Oak Hill Missionary Baptist Church?
No way.
I don't think there's a better place to be this morning on the face of this earth than right here, all of us together. Fitly framed together. The way the Lord intended. Choir's going to do a song for you this morning. Copyright on this song, the last copyright they had a date of was like 1948. I go back in the archives and find a lot of this old stuff. Some of you more senior folks here today have probably heard this song, but some of you younger ones probably have not. This is out of an old first edition book. You don't find these books very often anymore. So we're going to sing one for you this morning. It's entitled, Bearing the Cross to Win the Crown.
I'm just a pilgrim passing through this dark land. Nothing but trouble have I found. Oh Lord, I need Thy light to guide me aright. For I am bearing the cross to win the crown. Bearing the cross, Lord, I'm bearing the cross.
Yes, I am
bearing the cross to win the crown. To win the crown. Often my soul is burdened heavy with care. Satan oft tries to turn me round. But I'll keep walking in the straight narrow way. Bearing the cross to win the crown. Bearing the cross. Bearing the cross. Cross to win the crown. I need Thy light to guide me aright. Bearing the cross to win the crown. Trust Jesus, bear the cross and let us go free. Until the Son of Life goes down. No, there's a cross for you and there's one for me.
Yes, I am
bearing the cross to win the crown. Bearing the cross, bearing the cross.
Yes, I am
bearing the cross to win the crown.
Amen.
I need Thy light to guide me aright.
it's good to see old Jimmy up here in this choir. He enjoys it, too. We're going to get him to sing a special one of these days. Huh? Yeah. You might have to help him. It is good to be here this morning. We're going to be reading out of the book of Exodus, chapter 3, and Matthew, chapter 22, and then Hebrews, chapter 1. I'm trying to wear Hebrews out, Jeff, wherever you're at. I don't think you can wear it out. I love Thanksgiving, you know, and we have a lot to be thankful for here. But mostly what we have to be thankful for is God Almighty, who sent His Son, Jesus Christ, and died on the cross for us. And this morning we're going to talk just a little bit about a few things. Now, I didn't know Braden and all of them were going to be here, and I already had all this written down, so I want to tell you a story. Thursday afternoon, after school, Braden and I were laying on the bed watching Aladdin. You ever seen Aladdin? We were watching the new one. And all of a sudden, he turned over there like only he can do and looked at me and he said, "Papa, why do they hate God?" And it kind of caught me off balance and for just a second. And I turned over there to him and he was looking me straight in the eye and waiting on an answer. Okay? I know what he was talking about because in the movie, there are those Arabian people that talk about Allah. And to him, in his mind, he's been taught that God is God. And if you don't believe in God, then you hate God. And Allah is not God. Amen? He's very black and white that way. And in that instance and in that way, I think that we should be just as black and white as he is, because there is only one God. I love that pure thinking that he has. I told him this. I said, they hate God because they want to make God be who they want him to be. And, you know, that might sound a little deep for a young man that's going to be 10 next month. But if you know Braden, he gets it. He gets that God is God and there is no other than that. He don't miss much, and I'm going to tell you what, he don't forget anything. I'm very thankful for his mom and dad and for his pastor and his church family that teaches him that God is God Almighty and there is no other. That message needs to be shouted around the world. It's high time that Christians stand up and quit being so accepting of everything that's taught in this world. We are, as a global world, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it, taught that we should be accepting of everyone's beliefs. Let me tell you something, friend. If we Christians practice that, then no one hears the truth about Jesus Christ, because we have the message. We're in a world that would have us believe that God is whoever we want him to be, and there's nothing further from the truth. God is God. When Moses saw the burning bush, if you remember back to that story, and he turned aside to see the bush that was on fire that wasn't consumed. God told him this, "Remove your shoes, for you're standing on holy ground." God had a message for his people, and he sent Moses to give it to them. But he only would talk to Moses on his terms. Remove your shoes, because you're on holy ground. I've preached sermons before where I told you that God said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And that's what God wants from us, Christian brother and sister, to be holy and to be pure and to be focused on His message. God sent Moses to deliver the message to his people. Listen, church, God has sent us to deliver the message to the world that there's only one way of salvation, that's through Jesus Christ. There is only one God. Moses asked him, whenever I go and deliver this message, and they ask me who sent me, who do I tell them? And in Exodus chapter 3, we read that account, verse 13. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Listen, there is no higher authority. There's no one that can proclaim God better than God himself. He is the one, the only God Almighty. The message is very simple. He will accept nothing but number one. I love that song that David Phelps sings, the second fiddle. I've preached a sermon and included those lyrics in the sermon in the past, but God will not accept second place. He won't play second fiddle anywhere. We shouldn't present him to this world other than anyone except God Almighty. Matthew chapter 22, and starting in about verse 36, it says, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Listen, I submit to you this morning, you cannot love your neighbor like God wants you to love your neighbor until you love God the way that he wants you to love him. He's number one. He's first. In my marriage counseling and pre-marriage counseling and things like that, I always tell the couples this. The only way that your marriage can function properly is if you get God where he belongs in your life. It's number one. I would say to you, church, the only way that this church can function properly is to get God where he belongs, number one. I would say to us Americans in this nation that the only way that God will bless us like he wants to bless us is that we put him in his rightful place, number one. It has to start at home. It starts right here. It starts on that foundation building block, which is Jesus Christ. Let me be very plain if I'm not, Ben. I want you to know this. I want to say it very plainly. There are no other gods. There is only God Almighty. Period. So we're taught in the scriptures to try the spirits, and any that come and not proclaiming Jesus Christ and him buried and raised from the dead and living is a false prophet. Let me tell you something. God is very focused on what he wants us to do. Honor and serve God. And we can only do that through Jesus. He is the creator of all this, God and Jesus. He is in control of everything. God has one son. And I said it like that because there are religious groups in the world that we're aware of that will even tell you that Jesus and Satan are brothers. Let me tell you something. That comes straight from Satan, because God only has one Son, and His name is Jesus, the Christ, the only begotten. Hebrew 1 and 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir to all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of our majesty on high. Excuse me. Being made so much better than the angel, as He hath an inheritance, obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said He at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he to me a son. And again, when He bringeth in the first begotten into the world, He saith, let all the angels of God worship Him. That, my friend, was at the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, the only begotten, the first begotten. That's who we serve. In verse 7, and of the angels He saith, Who maketh His angels spirits and His ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son He saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness in the scepter of Thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even Thy God, hath anointed Thee with the oil of the gladness above Thy fellows. And Thou, O Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of Thine hands. They shall perish, but Thou remainest, and they shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt Thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But Thou art the same, and Thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said He at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits set forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Listen, God has given all the power to Jesus Christ, His Son. God is manifested in Jesus Christ. At no time has God ever compared His Son to any created being. And I'll tell you why. Because Jesus Christ has always been. In the beginning, Jesus was there. In the middle, Jesus is here. And for all eternity, Jesus will be. Because He is God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. When God was giving the children of Israel the land of Canaan, He told them this, Exodus 23. You don't have to turn there if you don't want to, but beginning in verse 24, I would say that God preserved this for us today as well. Exodus 23:24 says, Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images, and they shall serve the Lord your God. And He shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Listen to me, friend. God told the children of Israel. He's telling us today, don't bow down to the gods of the world, small g. Stand firm on worshiping and serving the true God, and His name is Jehovah. And His Son is Jesus. And His Holy Spirit dwells in you when you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. God is manifested in Jesus. He's the fleshly part of God. Just like God Almighty never changes, Jesus Christ never changes. We are commanded as His people to not submit ourselves to the gods of this world. Listen, Christian brother and sister, wherever you're hearing this, whether you're here this morning, whether you're hearing this on the internet, we must stand firm and worship God Almighty and Him only. Well, preacher, you got a pretty narrow mind. I've been told that before. Thank God I do. Because God will only accept that. We each need to have a narrow mind when it comes to God and Jesus Christ. We should not accept any of the teachings that are not set forth in God's Word. Yes, we are left here to tell people about Jesus. But I want to tell you something, friend. The power is in the Word of God. And if we water it down, then God can't use it like He has set it forth. So many religions in the world today, so many people would have us to just accept what they believe. I've been told so many times, and this just makes me sick. It don't matter where you go to church as long as you go. Folk, that's hogwash. Because you need to go where the truth is be taught. Because whenever you're taught untruths, it's hard to get those things out of your mind. Keep yourself pure. Keep yourself being taught the truth. Read the Word. And if any come to you and tell you anything other than there is only one God, and His name is Jehovah, and He only has one Son, and His name is Jesus, and God is manifest at this present time through the Spirit which dwells in us, run. Stay away from it. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about the chief cornerstone. Tell them about the rock that never wavers. Hebrews 13 and 8 tells us very plainly, Jesus the same yesterday and today and forever. People today who compromise the Word of God and allow teachings of false religions into their homes are not pleasing God. Friend, we live in difficult times, and I understand that. There's so many things going on in the world. But one thing that we have that's constant every day is Jesus Christ, the rock. And when we build our house, and I'm talking about my foundation, my house, that's me, upon the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ, and read and study and know the truth, then I can stand against the winds and the storms that are coming. This morning in our class, we talked about this a little bit. It's funny how that always works. But what I want you to know is that He who stands on the rock, Jesus, will be able to endure whatever this world sends your way. We read a scripture this morning in our class. It says it rains on the just and the unjust alike. There's also a scripture we didn't read, but I know that the Bible tells us that he who is born of woman, that's all of us, is a few days and full of trouble. But we have hope. We have that blessed assurance that when we stand on Jesus, He'll see us through. I'm thankful that God never changes, because when you know the truth, it endures forever. I'm thankful to be able to stand before you and proclaim that there is only one God. His name is Jehovah, and there never will be. And no matter how many people come telling you otherwise. Let me tell you this. Only through His Son, Jesus Christ, will you ever come in the presence of God. The Bible tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Any others that come any other way will not be accepted of God, because we're covered by the blood of Jesus. He died on that cross. He gave Himself after coming down off His lofty throne and living here with us mere mortals and living the law and not ever sinning. And He gave Himself there on that cross. He is the first fruits. Because I thank God that even though He gave His life and they put Him in that borrowed tomb on the third day, He arose. He's alive. We serve a living God. My Jesus lives. And when we accept Him as Lord and Savior, we live as well. Oh, this old body, this one here, the one that don't speak good and the one that has all these problems, I'm going to get rid of it, but guess what? I'm getting a better model. The one that don't have a sin nature, the one that don't get sick, the one that never dies because of what Jesus did. He's the picture. Not Allah, not Buddha, not any of those Muhammads or none of that. It's all about Jesus Christ. And when we stand on the rock, we can place our faith in the one that's able to lift us up. The one that has already been there, conquered death, hell, and the grave, and He's coming back. He's coming back. We're studying in Revelations, and it gets pretty deep over there on Sunday night and Wednesday night, but one thing that you'll see in that whole study, and one thing that I know, that Jesus Christ is in control of everything that goes on, not only just now, not only in the past, but of things in the future. He's coming back. He's going to call those of us who have accepted Him up with Him. Are you one of those? Are you a whosoever? And maybe you're going through hard times, and maybe you do know Jesus, but hard times are on you. Let me tell you something, friend. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, no matter what you're going through, you can give that burden to Jesus. He'll take it. He will lighten your load. He'll help you through it. If you don't know Jesus Christ, let me tell you something, friend. Hard times are coming if you're not already upon you. And you will have to bear that burden alone unless you accept Jesus before it's too late. He'll give you rest as well. All you have to do is take the first step. Come forth, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and let Him have rule and reign in your life. He'll set you free. He'll relieve you of your burden. He will give you hope. True joy can only be accomplished in this life when we come to Jesus. Peace and joy and happiness comes through knowing and serving a risen Savior. This morning, I don't know your situation, but God does. God will set you free through Jesus Christ. I want to ask our song leader and our pianist to come. If you'll stand with me, please, for a word of prayer. Father, as we come to you at this time, thankful for the opportunity to be in your house. I'm thankful, Lord, for this good number that's come out today. And Lord, as we approach Thanksgiving, we have so much to be thankful for. Thankful most especially that you are God, that you are in control. And Lord, you sent your Son Jesus. He is God as well. This Spirit that dwells in me is God. I thank you for that. I thank you for being steadfast and sturdy in the rock. Lord, I pray your will be done in each and every life here this morning. whatever it may be. We give you all the honor and the glory. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Page 188.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and its grace so free is sufficient for me, and deep is its fountain, as wide as the sea. There's room
at the cross for you.
At the cross, the
blood of Jesus covers all sins.
There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you.
I love that song because it's so true. There's room at the cross. You know what? One drop of that precious blood of Jesus shed there on the cross covered all sins. He was and is the sacrifice that covered all of our sin. There's never been more sin in this world than there's been grace of God to cover it. There's room at the cross. There's plenty of grace. The Bible tells us that we're saved by the grace of God through our faith in Jesus Christ. There's plenty of grace if we'll just have faith. As we sing another verse, I didn't use it all up. There's plenty to go around.
Though millions have found Him a friend and have turned from the sins they have sinned, the same
thank you for coming our way this morning.